Good morning, Robert. Today is Tuesday, 13th of December, and this morning is clear with 26 degrees Celsius, but the weather forecast for today says overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm in the morning and thunderstorm in the afternoon. Temperature range supposed to be from low 25 to high 28 degrees Celsius and with heat index on 31 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from northeast at 30 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is on 80%. Forecast for later on is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and with the northerly winds at 25 km per hour and with a chance of rain on 70%. Moon is vanning gibbous and 94% of it is illuminated. At Natarmon Courtyard on Friday, 16th of December, it will be inauguration of their new premises for the winter season, and about it we talk with Martina. Martina, hi.
Hey.
We are in Natarmon Cafe. And today you just move all the things from the back to front and on the roof, correct?
Yeah, we have moved from the canyon side to the courtyard. And we will also make a nice place on the roof with the low seating. And like this we will manage the guest season, and when we have all the visitors from everywhere. And we are able to receive more people in this setup. But we will also be able to make evenings. And the first one will be on Friday the 16th. And we will have a dinner starting at 7 with a set menu. We will have a welcome drink. And we will have a cold soup, gazpacho, followed by the main course, which is lasagne with organic salad, and in the end we will finish with the dessert, a lovely tiramisu. Yeah, that's it.
So that will be on Friday, yeah?
That will be on Friday. During the dinner we will have some music. Surian will come and play for us. A little bit later, around 8-ish, we will start the tango crowd of Oroville. We'll dance a little bit on the side. And slowly we will maybe put some other music and all enjoy and inaugurate our new space and the new season.
But how was the season at the back? And you started, when was that, in springtime with the cafe?
We started in October only. So yeah, that has been very nice, very appreciated. It's a lovely setup, but it's a very small kitchen, and we can't have our customer suffer and waiting too long for the good food. So when we have more people, it's not possible. But after the season, I can see that we will move back again, and we will. In general, we offer from 8 o'clock onwards, we have a breakfast that will be Western breakfast with toast and jam, curd, muesli, granola, porridge, freshly pressed orange juice, an assortment of coffees and teas. And then all through the day, in fact, we will serve galettes and salad. And we have a lunch and a special of the day, which might be a vegetarian lasagne or a tomato cheese pie. Anyhow, the idea was a small cafe, and I'm still saying it is a small cafe, but it's a small cafe where you can feel yourself quite well if you have the soup of the day and you have a crepe galette after, and you finish off with one of our desserts. You definitely don't need any more lunch,
and you can enjoy in peace and nature, right?
Yes, it's in a very, very nice, peaceful setting.
How about the ladies? They work with you. How they feel about this project?
They are very happy. They are amazing, in fact. It's incredible to see their ability to cook. Right now, I'm training up to the last gram always to have really, really always the same quality. But they are making now most of the things on their own. And slowly, slowly, we will add more items on the menu.
You didn't hire nobody else for that, you know, you didn't hire new people, you just recruit from your own.
Yeah, we did hire one new girl that is in fact bringing the food to the table, but that was more or less because we needed more people when we started up.
Okay, so thank you. See you on Friday.
Yes.
With a delicious dinner.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I think we have to order, we have to book it in advance, yeah?
Yes, it is better because we don't have, we want to be able to serve everybody at 7 o'clock. So we have to book in advance, either on the Natural Mount email at Oroville or at the telephone that is in the directory, the Natural Mount number. And the earlier the better because we are having limited seats.
And what would be the price actually?
The price will be 350 rupees and then the discount of 15% for Orovillians.
Thank you. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, in Pavilion of Indian Culture, the Auroville Theatre Group presents I and I. It's a workshop production, and I was inspired by Susmita, who wanted to create a story about the world of physically challenged people. She called it Breaking Barriers Together. She found Rashmi, a long-term guest of Auroville from Mumbai, to write the storyline. Then they got in touch with Jill for direction. They have been working for over 2 months now. The play is based on the storyline which Rashmi wrote, but also lots of improvisation. They are calling it a workshop production because it's still pretty rough, but it's been very exciting to create it all together. And they have learned a lot. There are Jill, Lorraine, Rashmi, Krupa, Samta and Nahid, as well as Peter, a young visitor from Belgium. The story is a cautionary tale, told almost like a fairy tale about what happens to a young woman who is caught up in her ego and who learns a lesson about what is important when she becomes blind. Please come and experience I and I with them. On Saturday, 17th of December, we are invited between 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra Exhibition Space to come with our 3D glasses to find out who are those kryptonized girls who exhibit without any decency their paintings and photographies. Lali and Ayono are inviting us to an invisible world. Christmas fair, the Fara de Lac News Center will be on December 17th from 2 p.m. onward, and they're asking you to get ready for a full afternoon of fun, games, music, shops, theater, food and art. Lots of fun for all the kids, also big fun for big kids. On Sunday, 18th of December, Tamarai Center in Eda Chavanadi Village will hold an open house from 10 a.m. on forward, and in this open house they will include exhibition of children's creative work, short presentation of the center's activities and book launch of Blooming Tamarai, a bilingual and photographic representation of the artist and self-discovery journey of children in Eda Chavanadi through a project of doll making. Tea and snacks will be served, and at 6:30 p.m. we are welcome for a lively evening program of magic, song and dance on Tamarai rooftop. At Multimedia Center in Town Hall are having the Western Asia series, in which they will showcase the rich film tradition of Western Asia, aka the Middle East, through their latest film series from 12 to 15 of December and from 19 to 22 of December in 2012. And tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a drama Uzak, Distant, made in Turkey in 2002 by director Nuri Bilge Ceylan, and tomorrow at the same place and time we can see another drama, Takteshia, Blackboards, made in Iran in 2000 by director Samira Makhmalbaf. Sweet Mother, please tell me the meanings of consciousness. Without consciousness you would not even know that you live. Consciousness is the faculty becoming aware of anything through identification. The divine consciousness is not only aware but knows and affects. To become aware of a vibration, for instance, does not mean that you know everything about it. In a divine consciousness, the smallest things from below unite with highest, the most sublime from above. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.